Arama family is reeling after losing all of its belongings and a beloved family pet after their house was completely destroyed by a fire on Tuesday evening. The home at 4033 Sesame Street in Rama caught on fire just after 5 p.m. on Tuesday. Fire Chief Jeremy Parkin says crews from Rama Fire Rescue responded with assistance from Ramara Fire and Emergency Services. The deck was fully engulfed and it had spread to the house, he explained, noting the fire was accidental in nature. Parkin says the home's residents had stepped out and were across the road when the fire began. The smoke alarms kind of caught their attention, he said. When they saw the smoke, they called 911. Parkin says the rental home is destroyed and it's unlikely it will ever be lived in again. Maya McGee, who has lived in the home with her mother and three-year-old nephew, says she is devastated by the tragedy. She is currently living in Sudbury while going to school at the McEwen School of Architecture. I got a call from a friend who saw the house on fire, she explained. I was really scared because I couldn't get a hold of my mom at first. While McGee was unable to say what caused the fire, she says a community barbecue was happening nearby when it occurred. Everybody kind of saw the smoke and came over, she said. I got some calls from Chief Ted Williams and council who explained to me what was happening and that my mom and nephew got out safe. Unfortunately, McGee and her family lost their one-year-old cat Phoebe in the blaze. It's really horrible, she said. We just lost our dog, and my mom didn't want another pet. But when I brought home the kitten, she just fell in love with her. McGee, 20, says her family is trying to sort out where they are going to live until they can find a new home. Chief and council and social services are coordinating living accommodations for us, she explained. We didn't have any private insurance, so all of our belongings are lost. To get back on their feet, McGee says her family needs clothes, food, hygiene products, cleaning products, and a stroller. She says her family is accepting donations and they can be coordinated through a family member by email at jordancovin@gmail.com. My mom doesn't even have shoes on her feet right now, she said. After the investigation, they are going to allow my mom to go in and see if there is anything left, but everything is basically gone. McGee thanks everyone in the community who has reached out to her and her family so far. Parkin encourages all residents to ensure they have working smoke alarms and have a home escape plan.